Hare Krishna. Balanced bhakti brings bliss. Some people fear that if I become too serious about my spiritual life, then I'll become apathetic towards material things. This fear, however, is unfounded, because apathy towards material things is not the defining characteristic of spirituality, and certainly not of the most evolved form of spirituality, which the Bhagavad Gita explains is bhakti. So, in the defining characteristic of bhakti is attraction to Krishna. So, people misunderstand that to become spiritual means to renounce the world. No, to become spiritual means to become attracted to Krishna. That's the essence. Now, what is the meaning of being attracted to Krishna? To understand that, we have to understand who actually is Krishna. Krishna is not just some historical, cultural person who lived some time ago. No. Krishna is the Supreme Absolute Truth. And as the Absolute Truth, He is both transcendent and immanent. Transcendence refers to the manifestation of God outside of matter, beyond matter. And immanence refers to the manifestation of God within matter. So the Bhagavad Gita in 7.7 talks about this, both transcendent and immanent aspects. Matta parataram nanyad kinchidasti dhananjaya parataram. Beyond me, there is no higher truth. I am the highest truth. So this highness refers to the transcendence of the Absolute Truth. Yes, He is the Supreme Absolute Truth. The world is here. Krishna is higher, highest. No, nothing higher than Him. But then He's not just way up there. He's the highest truth. But along with that, He's right inside the world. And He says, in the next part of the verse, Mai sarvamidam protam, that I pervade all of existence. How is that? Sutre manigana eva, just like a thread pervades a necklace. So now the material spiritual balance in bhakti is based on this understanding of God's transcendence and immanence, both. So the basic principle of bhakti, as I said earlier, is attraction to Krishna. But how do we develop that attraction to Krishna? For that, the operating principle of bhakti is that the things that we relate with can be used to develop our attraction for the Lord with whom we want to relate. So for that, there are two aspects. One is the focused spiritual activities, where we largely cut ourselves away from the world and focus on Krishna. Bhakti offers us abundant such opportunities through japa, through deity worship, through scriptural study, where we focus ourselves largely on transcendence. And we focus primarily on manifestations of Krishna, which raise our consciousness to a different level, to a spiritual level. And bhakti doesn't restrict our connection to Krishna to only those activities. It's not that only, okay, in the morning when I'm chanting, that is my bhakti, and other things are not bhakti. No, bhakti subsumes our entire life. Subsumes means incorporate as a subordinate category. Bhakti includes our material life also. So Bhakti says that even the material things that we are interacting with, they are also coming from Krishna. Krishna is present even in those things. And we can use those things in Krishna's service. So once we have practiced the focused forms of bhakti exclusively, seriously, then our consciousness becomes Krishnaized. When our consciousness is Krishnaized, then we can pursue Krishna's presence even when we are acting in the world. And by perceiving Krishna's immanent presence, we can do this not just passively as, oh, Krishna is present here, but also dynamically. Dynamically means, you see, all these things are Krishna's energy. All these things are meant for glorifying Krishna. How can I use them in Krishna's service? So this dynamic meditation makes life exciting. Why? Because we see the world filled with opportunities for serving Krishna. We can relish the joy of glorifying Krishna even in this world. And love means that we love to see our beloved glorified. So naturally, when we use the things of this world to glorify Krishna, then naturally we feel great happiness. And further, it is not just our personal happiness or not just simply Krishna's glorification. It actually does the greatest good to the world. Because when Krishna's glories are spread in the world, then people become attracted to Krishna. When people become attracted to Krishna, then they are all the children of Krishna, the lost souls who have got disconnect with Krishna somehow because of forgetfulness. And now when we become instruments to get them back to Krishna, Krishna becomes happy to see his children coming back home. They become happy because they get the supreme happiness. And we naturally feel great joy when we are able to bring such happiness to those people as well as to the Lord whom we love. So in this way, the bhakti balance enables us to relish transcendental bliss even in this world. And so as devotees, we shouldn't be afraid of, I'll become too detached from material world. Those who become detached like this, they have not understood bhakti properly. Those who are truly attached to Krishna, they are attached not just to Krishna as a transcendental Lord, they are attached to Krishna as the Lord of this world also. And they want his glories to spread in this world. And that's why they zealously act in this world, enthusiastically, determinedly, to spread Krishna's glories. And because in some form of spirituality, they said, okay, to become spiritual, you just have to reject everything material. Then it becomes very difficult because we are habituated to interacting with material things. Bhakti doesn't take away our habitual interaction with matter. So that's why we are not deprived of that security and comfort that is there in interacting with matter for us. And also, because through matter, we are offered an accessible pathway to Krishna. So therefore, reaching the spiritual level becomes much easier and much relishable as compared to otherwise, if we had to approach spirit without connection with matter. So in this way, bhakti makes the spiritual process spiritual bliss relishable and accessible. So balanced bhakti means there is a balance between the focused devotional activities that we do, where we cut ourselves off from the world and absorb ourselves in Krishna, and also we act in the world to do Krishna's will, to spread Krishna's glories over here. So when we do both these activities, then the balanced bhakti brings bliss. Thank you. Hare Krishna.